Kids, look at that. Just a minute late. I missed my cue. Oh my goodness. It's the Twang Trust. It's Wednesday. It's CKW. Time for the Twang Trust. You know that, right? It's Winnipeg's only show to bring you both kinds of music, new and improved. Yeah. And wow, in the house tonight, there's all sorts of folks in the house tonight, actually. Who's over there? We got Andrew Neville. We got Dan Walsh. We got Brock Zeman and assorted others. And we're going to talk to them and hear them playing shortly. And all sorts of stuff here tonight on the Twang Trust. Yeah.
We'll be right back. she knows you ain't had time to. Gonna walk all over you.
Hey, kids. Hello. Oh, there we go. You got to turn the magic button on. That was Lee Hazelwood, of course. And his version of Boots, yeah, from his album Cake or Death. I always go for Cake in that instance, myself. Yes. Brand new from Lee Hazelwood, as a matter of fact. And wow, there's all kinds of folks next door. It's crazy. And we're just trying to figure out exactly how we're going to hook up everything. I'm not hearing anything. It's terribly depressing. It is. No, that's not doing it either. My goodness. No. I can't hear anybody next door. There's all these amazing people next door. And it just ain't coming through. It's crazy. Let's push some buttons randomly and maybe one of them will work, but it doesn't seem to be. Crazy. Why don't we play another CD and we'll figure this out. We will. How about a fella who's playing the West End Cultural Center? He's playing here a week from tomorrow, or a week from yesterday at the West End. A fella by the name of C.R. Avery. And you might have seen him at the Folk Festival last year as part of this crazy combo called TOFU, which stands for something which I can't recall at the moment. But there was like two big fat guys and one little skinny guy. And he's the little skinny guy. And I saw him do this amazing hip-hoppy rendition of Neil Young's Like a Hurricane, and it kind of, sort of, sounded like this.
All right.
across the boom beam. Dipole that who you are. Dipole you brown eyes. Brunette born to the fire. You are like a hurricane. Tears come in your eyes. Seeing down, dead ears blown away. Come with me, flip where the ceiling stays. I wanna love you, but I get so blown away. Slips a boy between us, born up, boggy, prip. Be what? Buster, dreamer, pimp I am, buster, dream. You kids have been Benny, born to me. You are like a hurricane. Tears come in your eyes. It's time that it's blown away. So much paper for the feeling stays. I wanna love you, but I get so blown away.
Hey, there he is, C.R. Avery. He's playing the West End Cultural Center a week from yesterday, Tuesday, next Tuesday. You can go see him there. My goodness. And lots of entertainment going on, including this troupe that we have next door here in the studios. And we actually have them hooked up, I believe. Can you hear me, folks?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you.
Right.
Yeah.
They're coming through loud and clear. Who are they? Who are they, you might be asking? Well, the official show that was last night and tomorrow at Times Change High and Lonesome Club was Dan Walsh, our old pal Dan Walsh, and Brock Zeman.
Actually,
he's our new pal.
Actually, I got to correct you on that.
Oh, you can correct me.
It's Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh.
Ah, okay. And that's the same lineup that's playing Candor Music and Books tonight, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Twang Trust, Brock.
Thanks for having me.
I'm new to you. I was checking you out via your MySpace page last night, and there's some pretty interesting stuff going on there. I can't believe how young you are after having listened to you for a bit.
I'm actually 45. I just look young.
Yeah. Well, you certainly sound that way. It's crazy.
What are you saying?
Well, let's see exactly what you do sound like.
All right.
Take it away, guys.
We had a bass player, but he's... Oh, there he is. Nice of you to join us. We're going to start without you, if that's all right.
Bass players are like that.
Oh, they think they can do whatever they want. Anyways, we're going to play one off of our new record that we have out called The Bourbon Sessions.
Hey, boys.
Well, my blood's pumping faster than it ever has before. At least that's the way that it feels. There's a rumbling in my soul, my foot falls on the floor. Well, they sound like steel on steel. When I go out walking, all the people gather round just to pitch pennies round my feet. And they'll step back some as I jump on everyone, smash them flat as an old bed sheet. Late at night when the moon is full, someone shoving coal through my brain. My bones are like steel rails, all my voice can do as well. In another life I bet I was a train. Come Saturday night, seem like everybody knows when I'm coming into town. They say if you stop and listen, you hear a whistle in the distance and a rumbling coming from the ground. Once I get going, I can't seem to stop, so you best be getting out of my way. You better wave goodbye at the end of the night. I never know when I'll be coming back again. Late at night when the moon is full, someone shoving coal through my brain. My bones are like steel rails, all my voice can do as well. In another life, I bet I was a train. Darling, there's some night that lonesome whistle pulls you away from your dreams. You reach for me to hold, and there's just a chunk of coal. That's just a train in me. Late at night when the moon is full, someone shoving coal through my brain. My bones are like steel rails, all my voice can do is wheel. In another life, I bet I was a train. In another life, I bet I was a train. In another life, I bet I was a train.
All right. Wow, sounding fine, folks. Sounding fine. Wow, it's... Now, I've heard... somebody was telling me earlier today that you guys... The show is sort of a twisted version of the Smothers Brothers, I hear.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what the word is on the street.
I can't use a yo-yo. Isn't that the Smothers Brothers?
No.
Yo-yos.
That's
yo-yos.
Right, yeah.
Oh, there's
yeah,
yo-yos, really?
Was big on yo-yos.
No yo-yos involved.
No.
Maybe we should get some.
Maybe we're on to something. I don't know what that person's talking about.
Oh, well. Well, do we actually hear from Dan during the show? Is he? now that his name is actually in the bill, do we hear him speak?
Yeah, he even sings a little.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think he could sing, someone who smokes as much as Dan Walsh. He's probably dying right now, just, no smokes, 5 minutes, no smokes. Okay, is that cool? Yeah, Dan actually, as soon as we gave him a mic, he wouldn't shut up.
Wow.
As you can tell.
Now, we've also got other local folks in there. Somebody who's playing at the gig at Times Change tomorrow along with you, Mr. Andrew Neville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, welcome, Andrew. First timer to the Twang Trust.
Yes, sir.
Nice to have you. We play the Johnny Cash song quite often around here.
Well, that's an all right one.
His mom wrote it for him.
Yeah.
Did she?
No, she didn't. No, I wrote that with my grandma.
Oh.
Yeah.
A big Johnny Cash fan?
Well, I'm sure she has heard his name once.
Yeah.
Or twice.
So how was the crowd last night at Times Change?
It was lacking.
Lacking, huh? Well, no. After this amazing radio appearance, you won't be able to squeeze them in there with the shoehorn tomorrow night.
That's because the Poor Choices are playing too.
This is true. Geez. Well, I was just trying to make myself sound good.
There might be the first ever fight in this booth.
So Dan's used to, now Dan, of course, for anybody who didn't know, used to do pretty much everything for Fred Eaglesmith. I'm just wondering, does he boss you around a lot?
Actually, he does take care of things.
I mean, yeah, because
well.
he takes care of. I mean, he played various instruments, and no, Dan, you were also like you're the bus driver and all sorts of other things.
The bean counter, the watch. It was just one big clock.
Wow.
5 minutes, people.
Yeah. Get on the bus.
Huh. Now I was looking at Dan Walsh has his own little solo thing out. Called what's this thing called here? Diesel and Smokes. And I was looking at the first track. Now Dan Walsh is listed as acoustic guitars, baritone guitar, dobro, piano, organ, bass, drums. You're a bit of a show off, Dan.
I think I called a guitar player in on that track though.
That's true. Yeah, there are a couple of lead players on there. Yeah.
Yeah, two of them. I let that many on.
Yeah. There's lead guitar. Yeah. Second solo and fourth solo.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
Give someone a little space.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
You're not giving me too much room right now, are you?
Well, because you're in my way.
Okay.
Are there any instruments that that you'd like to play but haven't got a handle on yet?
The bagpipes.
Bagpipes, yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I've tried. It's not working too good. Yeah.
The pedal steel.
The pedal steel, yeah. I'd love to play the pedal steel.
Well, I'm sure it'll come. I'm sure it'll come.
Well, it's only been 25 years. Hold your breath.
All right, well, how about another one, kids?
Let's do it. This is off my new record called... What is that called? Welcome Home, Ivy Jane. And this one's called Chanel.
Just getting up and walking around. It's back
she found another man. Oh, my sweet Chanel. Oh, my sweet Chanel. You got me waiting through a new kind of hell. With you dancing through my mind in a blade for the long nights. Oh, my sweet Chanel.
Yay! Yay! Once again, yay. Brock Zeman, folks, along with Dan Walsh, Andrew Neville, and what's your friend's name there?
This is Joel Williams.
Joel Williams.
Howdy.
Howdy. Now, where are y'all from?
I'm from Perth, Ontario.
Ah, now, is that close to Port Dover, the metropolis of Port?
It's about 6 hours. Oh. 7 hours.
Gadzooks.
East of there.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. We'd be in trouble if we all lived close.
So how did y'all hook up?
I actually, I met Dan the last time I was down here with Keith Glass on a little tour, and we were staying at Rami's house, and I met Dan then. Ah. Then he had a little time off the road, so I scooped him up.
Wow, so there is a Winnipeg connection there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was playing the Times Change, and I met Joel from home. We were doing a gig there, and he's working at the bar that I play at, so
yeah.
Just a natural kind of a progression to things.
Well, cool. So this brand new record here, the Bourbon Sessions, is this now how new is this? It's pretty new, I'm thinking.
Brand spanking new.
Wow.
It's about what would you say? 2 weeks old?
2 weeks. I was thinking like 8 days.
Yeah, okay. Wow. We just finished it. We just got it for the tour in time.
Wow. Now I see one old cover on there, but the rest are all originals?
Yeah. I think so.
The Cuckoo Song.
The Cuckoo Song is the cover song, and we just put a little twist on that. And the other ones, I redid a song off my first record, and the other ones are all brand new material.
Ah. It seems, looking at the liner notes here, this record was almost an accident, it seems.
We were taking a couple days off. Well, we weren't taking a couple days off tour. We couldn't find gigs for a couple days. And we went down to Dan's place in Port Dover and hung out there. And I had some extra songs. Just asked him if I could record them. Cracked a bottle of bourbon and off we went. And then we got a little more serious about it. And we had, I think it was 25 songs to start with. And whittled them down to whatever's on there, 13 or something.
Yeah. Wow. Well, great. It's sounding mighty fun. I'm looking forward to seeing you in action. And you can see these guys in action tonight at Candor Books, which is at 390 Provencher Boulevard there in St. Boniface. Or tomorrow night at Times Changed, along with Andrew Neville and his Poor Choices.
And Adrian Sala.
And Adrian Sala.
It's going to be quite the show.
It's Rootsapalooza. Times change tomorrow.
Why not?
Well, how about you continue? This sounded amazing in there, guys.
All right. Let's do a $50 bill.
All right.
This one's off my second record.
bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill. I'm going out on the town. I got Jim Beam burning a hole in my stomach. Jim Beam burning a hole in my stomach. Me and old Jim gonna give him hell. Girl, tell her I'm drinking up. You see my girl, tell her I'm drinking up. You see my girl, tell her I'm doing well. And if the devil ain't got no hold on me, no, the devil ain't got no hold on me. I got the devil swinging in by the tail. I got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill, I'm going out on the town. When I hear the sirens, I ain't running. When I hear the sirens, I ain't running. No, I ain't. And you're gonna have to take me down. Boy like me, no God don't give a damn about a boy like me, no God don't give a damn about me. Yeah. $50 bill smoking in my pocket, got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket, got a $50 bill, I'm going out on the town. When I hear those sirens, I ain't running. When I hear those sirens, I ain't running. No, I ain't running, you're gonna have to take me down.
Yeah, Brock Zeman, folks, along with Dan Walsh, Andrew Neville. My goodness! So this show tonight at Candor Books. I've yet to be there myself. Now you've checked this place out. You've scoped it out.
Yeah, we just came from there. It's a really cool spot. Lots of cool CDs in there. Stuff that you can't really get in your average music store. That's for sure.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I actually did a show there on their opening with Rami Mays. It was a pretty good night.
Now, how many people can squeeze into this joint?
Oh, I don't know, really.
About five or six. We're expecting about five or six.
I sell them.
Yeah, we'll sell that place out.
They probably had about maybe 30 people in when we did the thing. I think, you know, about 30 people. Yeah.
Oh, nice and cozy.
Yeah, really cozy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it's a nice little joint, too. They got real good selection of stuff.
Wow. And they're not bad people either.
Oh, they're pretty darn nice.
Yeah. Well, they're all right, you know.
Yeah.
They only gave me one coffee and...
And asked us to leave when we were done.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
I had to wash my own cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life on the road.
Oh, it's great.
So how far out in this particular trek are we now?
This is... We just reached the 1 week mark.
Wow.
6 weeks to go.
It sounds like about 2 years at this point.
Yeah. We're going all the way to the island and back.
Gadzooks.
Tofino. Farthest point of the island.
Yeah, we're hardcore, man. Ah. Then we're coming back. We're going to play the time. Or no, we're not playing the time.
We're playing the cavern.
Really?
Yeah, with us again. Poor choices.
Well, that's a cool little joint, too.
Yeah.
Wow. And easier to get to.
Yeah.
Right there in Osborne.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, how about another one, kids?
I was thinking I'd pass it over to Andrew. He could do a song for me.
Absolutely, yeah.
If that is your real name.
When you're around.
I don't know your songs, man.
I'll just try your best, Joel. I'm sure it'll be a little less than adequate.
You just take a seat there.
Do you need a guitar pick, Andrew?
I got some.
Oh, cool. All
right. Bring my own.
Okay, the rumor has it that Andrew Neville, who has an album out It's been out for a while. He's got a new one coming.
We got a new one coming out April 27th and 28th. It's our CD release party at the Times Change on Lonesome Club.
Ooh.
So it'll be a...
nice plug, dude. Quick.
Wow, oh, just yeah. right on that mic.
Woo! Yeah. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Yeah.
Professional entertainers in the house tonight.
Well, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Oh, here's one. This is from the first album. It's called The Parting Song. It's in C.
C?
Yeah. It's just about some crazy girl.
I remember when I met you in the barroom that night. You had a ponytail and your jeans were so tight. Now they're babe, it's been a pleasure loving you. Never been the type of guy to talk on the phone. And I never really liked the thought of staying around at home. It's gonna take one hell of a girl to tame my wild heart. Goodbye, babe, well, I'm afraid I got the part. So goodbye, baby, well, I should be on my way. Goodbye, baby, I'll see you around someday. Darling, don't you know I hate to say goodbye, but I'm so sick of you, Lord, it makes me wanna cry. Tell you the truth, well, I never thought we'd fit. So goodbye, babe, well, I know we got to quit. All right, Dan. Like I said before, well, I can see that we're through. Hope you have a good life, whatever you do. Well, I'll see you, babe, cause I'm just plain done with you. So goodbye, baby, well, I should be on my way. Goodbye, baby, well, I'll see you around someday. Goodbye, baby, it's a shame we didn't last. Goodbye, baby. Well, now you're in the past.
That's the parting song there off our first album.
There, I was, I got taken away on the phone there, answering questions from all your fans.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah? What kind of question?
I am single.
That was it. They were wondering. They were wondering.
For a good reason.
Yeah. I'm single, too.
Ooh. Well, girls, Candor Music and Books, 390 Provence is the place to be tonight.
For single singers.
Single singers. We're easy.
What time is the show starting tonight?
About 8 o'clock, I think.
8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
Wow. Well, so a nice early night if you want to get out and see some fabulous folks, kids. Honest.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, you've Dan handed me over here the full roster, it seems, of the Busted Flat Records discography here. It seems like a bit of an empire taking off here.
We're trying. We're trying to be the next six shooters. As a matter of fact, we've challenged them to a cage match at the OCFF in London, Ontario, this year.
Total tag team.
Total tag team.
Me and Dan versus Elliot Brood.
Hey.
I can take Luke Doucette. I'm sure I can take him.
Well, we'll just throw him in.
Yeah.
Just
throw him in there.
How about NQ? He seems like a wiry kind of guy.
Yeah, we're going to...
He's the only, one that...
We're hoping he doesn't show.
Yeah. We'll have to throw salt in his eyes or something, fight dirty.
Yeah. Now, Busted Flat's this cool little label that we sort of started back in Ontario. It's starting to take some legs now. There's some great songwriters on it. And Brock is on it.
Oh,
so
Standing right here.
Oh, I didn't realize you were that close.
Just
man.
That, just that easy, eh?
Yeah.
Good.
So what you have there is a pretty good selection. I know you'll play it all.
Absolutely.
Or else it's going to be another cage match, you know? And
yeah.
It's just like the Smothers Brothers. That guy was right.
I think so. Hey, can this be a call-in show?
Hey, absolutely.
If please you got call any, in. That'd
if you got
be
any
fun.
Questions for the guys, folks, call in 774-6877.
I love the call in thing.
Or if you want to say something rude to Brock,
that's fine
yeah.
too. Yeah,
yeah, that's good too. Yeah,
be
yeah.
like a radio dunk tank.
Yeah.
Well, until the onslaught of calls comes in. How about one more?
Hey, sure. This one's off the new record, Welcome Home, Ivy Jane. In days ahead, I won't be haunted by angel eyes or your jester smile. How we'd walk hand in hand so many miles. And I'll just keep on keeping up alone instead. In days ahead, well, the sky won't look as blue as it did before, and the air won't taste like wine anymore, and the stars won't shine as bright as they once did. In days ahead, well, the fiddler's gonna snap his bow over his knee. Drummer's gonna throw sticks in the air and walk away. And the velvet voices leave so much unsaid. In days ahead. Toss and turn in my bed. In days ahead, time's gonna whittle away your memory. Like dead leaves falling from a tree. And now a glass is gonna be my medicine. In days ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Brock Seaman, folks, Dan Walsh, and the gang. Now, when I think of Dan Walsh, I always think of one particular night at the West End Cultural Center with Fred Eaglesmith. I guess it was after his Balin album came out. It was a bluegrass thing, and you're all up there looking real spiffy, and there was this gang of kids who had driven up from North Dakota.
Yes. Yeah.
You remember this night?
Yes, I do. I do.
I'm just amazed at how it took you, like, I think 0.3 seconds to get all your fancy duds off and come up into the crowd in fighting mode.
Are you serious?
Yeah, those were the good old days.
What were they doing? Can we hear this story, actually? Don't just blow
the story's
it up.
Not that good, actually.
Oh, no. It'll be good.
These kids, I mean, God bless them. They drove all the way from somewhere. I think it was Fargo, right?
Or somewhere. So, yeah.
And it was their birthday, and I think it was their very first night, like their 18th or 19th birthday, and they decided to start drinking. And we were playing bluegrass songs, and they were louder than we could ever be in that room. And Fred got a little uptight and pointed the golden finger, you know, and go do it. So we had to go and I don't think we beat them up.
No, I think the thing that blows my mind is their mom was actually with them.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you beat her up, Dan?
Well, we did, yeah. We did just throw her around a little bit.
This is really going in a whole another direction.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd ever talk about this story again.
This is usually the live show material.
You know what you have to look forward to for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah. Uncertainty.
Ah, the good old days. West End.
Beating up kids and moms.
Yeah, beating up kids and moms. That's what we were good at.
Good for you, Dad. Proud of you, buddy.
I didn't feel that good about it at the time.
Always stand up for yourself. What, she hit you with her purse or something?
Yeah.
If you get the lipstick side, it really sucks. Yeah. Those things are hard. Was it a vinyl purse?
It was leather. Huh? It was leather.
Jeez. Must have had a big wallet in it if it was leather.
I recall the kid that did stick around and asked for autographs, though, after the show.
And we did. I just went out and explained to him the etiquette of a bluegrass show. And we saw him a couple nights later. I think we were going south and we, at that point, and he was at the next show, and everything was good at that point. He knew how to act at that show.
Yeah. Well, I was kids. It was like Fred would mention a tractor, and they would all, woohoo, tractor, yeah!
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I don't know.
I love the enthusiasm, but it just wasn't working that night.
No, you know? No. That was an interesting night, for sure. All right, and it's going to be an interesting night tonight, I'm sure,
sure
at Candor
is.
Music and Books. They're on Provence, 390 Provence, in the heart of St. Boniface. And tomorrow night at Times Changed, High and Lonesome Club, along with Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, and Adrian Sala. Wow.
Mm. We're excited.
Wow. And so where's the next Metropolis from here?
I think we're playing in somebody's living room.
Yeah, in Regina.
Oh, no, we're playing the club in Regina, then somebody's living room in Saskatoon. Yeah. We're going to sell that thing right out.
All right.
Yeah. Hitting on all cylinders.
Hey, living room shows are great. We'll have to hook you up at the Stew Dome one of these days.
There you go.
The Stew Dome.
The Stew Dome, yes.
We don't know about the Stew Dome.
Oh, yeah. We've had Mike Plume in twice and Jim Bryson in twice.
Cool.
So yeah, we'd love to add you to our roster.
I'd love to be added.
Yeah.
We had a call after the first couple of shows. I got a call from the Winnipeg Sun asking if I wanted to get in a coupon book they were doing. And they said, you know, they knew we probably couldn't discount our tickets, but we might want to offer something off on our merchandise, you know, in our merchandise booth there. And I had to tell them that the merchandise booth at the Stew Dome just doesn't offer discounts. Sorry. But it's a fine place.
So what do you say to April sometime? We'll stop by and we'll...
Maybe April 4th. Actually,
yeah, okay, that sounds good
yeah,
for
good.
Us.
Thanks, all dude. Right. Thanks for the gig. Yeah. We'll be there.
I think it's April 3rd we need. April okay, we'll be
April
there.
April 3rd, all right.
Yeah. It's my birthday.
Yeah. All right, we'll call it Joel's Birthday Bonanza. It's going to be great.
Sounds
we
good.
We can crash there too, right?
Absolutely.
For all a few right. days.
You bring the beer. I love where this is going. Wow.
All right, well, how about another, kids?
All right. We're going to do... a brand new song in the key of E.
Yeah. Is it a Carney tune?
No, it's not a Carney tune, oh. Dan. Oh. I will do one after.
All right.
All right. Well, there ain't nothing better than a Saturday night. Anything can happen on the neon lights. Shaved face, comb your hair, built there on the windswept back page, and fresh pack of cigarettes, stick a DUC, new boots on my feet, hair con cap drunk, feel like $100 bucks. I'm going downtown, gonna try my luck, ain't going down till the sun comes up. Barstool, game of pool, try and best look cool, jump back, shot a jack, drug dealing in the back, dance for one more head's gonna be so. Listen, only here's a money, another round, and keep on coming. Just keep coming. There's a pretty little waitress running off her feet. Don't give a number to punks like me. Short skirt, loves a bird, so pretty it hurts. Shaking its red lips, only in it for the tips. Nice smile, drive me wild, I wish I was the truth. I bet she got a boyfriend. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
stop, I just quit to say I knew kid rubber legs. Baby, don't you make me beg, wanna dance, no chance, barefoot, you Johnny Cash. Every time I'm drunk, it seems all the ugly people leave. Now where the hell did it go? Well, I'm putting up a chest, better call me a cab. Must have forgotten to pay my tab. Bouncer out of school who's covered in tattoos threw me out the front door. Don't go back no more. My eyes are red, I'm out there. I called him a meathead. Can't walk, can't talk. Hold my doors, they ain't locked, but they probably are. Up in the morning in all my clothes, I crawled into bed so it wished that I would. In my mouth was like an ashtray. I slept through Sunday dreaming about a waitress, wanting where my money went. Phone ringing off the hook, I gotta apologize to the barman, the bouncer, and the cab driver. Waitress, Jesus, can't remember who else I called on the telephone at 25-24. Never gonna drink again till next weekend. Not till next weekend. Not till next weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that sounds awesome in there, guys.
Right,
it really does. We did have a call asking if Andrew was going to be part of the festivities tonight at Canada.
Yeah, I think, well, maybe.
He's our driver.
How much are they willing to pay?
Oh, I'm sure they'll kick in a couple of extra bucks.
Okay. All right. I think we could do this then.
All right.
Work them into the show.
Yeah.
I guess I will.
No, I understand I'm not your only radio gig while you're in town. Is this true?
There's this other guy that I thought you guys were friends.
Oh, well, so it depends on what day of the week it is.
Yeah, we're going to see Jeff tomorrow at, what is it, UMFM?
UMFM, yeah.
Yeah, UMFM, 101.1.
Almost, that's close.
Close
enough, it'll sound fuzzy. It's 101.5.
There it is. Yeah, we're going to go and see him tomorrow night and probably do about what we're doing here.
Oh. Yeah.
Except not quite as good.
Yeah, well, we're giving everything right here. We're doing the whole enchilada right here.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of half-assed tomorrow.
Yeah. He's not listening, right? Didn't he? He called in here the last time when Rami and I were here, didn't he?
He did, actually, yeah.
He gave us a little trouble, if I remember.
He did, and he was trying to win a CD, too, at the time, yeah. So he's a bit of a freeloading kind of guy.
Yeah.
You've got to watch out for him. But, yeah, what a treat, It's awesome to have you folks in here. Dad, I'm just wondering, what actually... make someone decide to become a dobro player?
To remain gainfully
find a job as a guitar player.
Yeah. What was the question now? Sorry, Stu.
No, I'm just wondering, like, at what point do you consider yourself a dobro player as opposed to...
Well, I don't ever, because there is some real good dobro players out there, but... I mean, I always loved the slide guitar, you know, and actually Fred was the one who made me play the dobro. I had never played a dobro until I played with Fred.
No kidding.
And that was his school, you know, play something that you don't know what you're doing with for 5 years and good luck. But I actually, with Brock, I thought I was going to play dobro with Brock, and Brock fired me from the dobro before we even got on the road.
Uh-huh.
Before even he said, put that thing away, you're taking the guitar. So now I'm back on guitar.
Wow.
I think it's working. I can't tell.
It's working, Dan. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thanks, man. Cool.
Sometimes you need to pat on the back, you know. It's a little low.
Yeah. The dobro does keep me gainfully employed by people who actually pay when they're on the road.
So that's why you started the label, I'm guessing. So
yeah. Well, I didn't really start the label. It's a friend of mine who started this label, but I sort of jumped in with him a couple of years ago. The label started as a bit of a hobby, and we did my record on it, and we introduced Brock to him, and who else? Well, Dwayne was a guy.
Dwayne Alfie Smith.
Alfie Smith is going to come on, and it's just the label. It's just starting to take some legs now, we think. Yeah. Like, we're in a lot of red ink, but that can change to black ink soon, we hope.
Yeah. I'm sure it will. It's if what we're hearing tonight is anything like what we hear on these discs here, boy.
Oh, it's kind of like that. There's no guitars. And
We're not really singing. It's just
kind of spoken word beat.
It's a beat poet. There's lots of finger snapping,
bongos.
Whoa, man!
Yeah.
So, what's the arrangement for the show? Is it is it Brock up front for the most part?
It's Brock up front all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Brock, all the time.
That's the way we like it.
Yeah.
Actually, on this tour, Joel started out on the guitar. Joel's a brilliant guitar player, and he's too good for what we're doing here, so we promptly put him over
the
bass.
That is actually the truth.
It is
too good.
He's too good on the guitar. He's a jazz school. Is it jazz, you call it?
Jazz.
Yeah.
J-A-Z-Z.
That's that stuff with more than three chords in it.
Jazz stands for many notes.
Sometimes you get into four chords and
four,
and
five
even.
30-second notes all the time. So probably he was put on the bass. I was kicked off the dobro, put on guitar, and that's the lineup as it stands for now.
Brock Zeman put his foot down.
Yeah. Brock cleaned up some house here.
Into a big pile of something.
Sticky matter.
I'm thinking about kidnapping Neville and putting him on the bass.
Ah.
And leaving Joel here till he gets a pair of boots.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we need some cowboy boots on him. It's just ridiculous. He's wearing soccer cleats. I know you can't see that.
Oh, my goodness.
He does have a nice sweater on, if you like that sort of thing. Which we don't.
Really, the boy next door kind of look, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You look nice.
I'm not getting interviewed here. You guys are getting interviewed. I'm just
I think
up.
You're on the interview right now. All the spotlight's right. On.
Thanks, Dan. Angie, you got a tune in there somewhere?
Yeah,
we break up this cluster of
idiocy. Are you feeling uncomfortable?
Yeah.
No. I feel really comfortable.
I feel great.
You guys are
pretty
good. Let's all hang out a little more sometime.
Never touch me, Brock.
Andrew Neville, folks.
Yeah, man.
Fine, sounded fine. Now, is that going to be on the new album?
No, that's on the
that's on the old one.
Yeah, I'll get into the new one in a bit. I don't know how many cuss words you're allowed to say on here, though.
Oh, we could fit in a few.
Well, we're gonna have fun then.
Yeah.
So, what's the new record called? Oh,
what's that?
What's the new album called?
It's called Letterbuck.
Letterbuck.
Letterbuck. Okay.
Letterbuck.
Yeah, we also have the title track on that album called Letterbuck. We yell Letterbuck a lot.
Yeah. Where does Buck fall in the alphabet exactly?
The Letterbuck.
Well, right after the letter.
Ah. So who are in the poor choices these days?
These days, well, it's the same four guys for most of it, I guess. We've been together almost about 3 years, and it's been the same four guys for about... Two and a quarter. Yeah. So it's
Steve Danger in that band.
Steve
still?
Danger, Greg is in that. He's the heartbeat of the operation. He drives the bus, as we say. He's our drummer. And we got Rob Varmeyer on the bass guitar. We call him RV.
Ah, CKW alumnus.
Well, exactly. There you go. Yeah, you guys know him. And Nathan Carlson on the guitar.
Ah,
Crispy Carlson. We call him.
So
Crispy.
Now is
Crispy,
the new record?
He fell in a fire once.
Ooh.
He healed, though.
That's good. Now, have you made it to the Dollar Tone label with this release, or is this going to be your own thing?
No, this is totally Dollar Tone.
Dollar Tone
all the way. And technically, our first album is Dollar Tone because it was done with Jackson Haldane from the Derangers in the same place just before he came up with the idea to start a label.
Ah.
So, yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, before he had all that good equipment.
Before he had all the good equipment, yeah. So, yeah, no, we're Dollar Tone.
All right.
I think we could take the Dollar Tone roster.
Oh, yeah.
That's another mud wrestling match there.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know about RV, though, man. I don't know about that one.
Oh, he's included? I thought you were just talking, like, Jackson.
Oh, the Derangers. Yeah, the Derangers.
Well, you'd have to go with your Matt Allen, too. He's a big boy.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot of big boys on Dollar Tone. I don't think you guys from Ontario.
Was this
really
live? Is this live?
Get
here?
Into this.
Can I retract anything I just said?
Oh, absolutely. We'll fix
take
this
it back.
All day.
You can just erase it, eh?
I take it back. We sort of got to go pretty soon.
Yeah, you should. You got to set up at the Candor Music and Books at 390 Provence. That's where these guys are playing tonight, folks.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. You got almost a whole hour to finish dinner and get over there.
Well, we still got to get primed, you know. we got to change. We got to do our hair and, you know, shine our boots and soccer cleats.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about one more to send us off with? You know, you can do your big Stairway to Heaven cover or however you wrap your shows up.
All right.
How do we do that?
I really don't know. Any suggestions?
You should do that.
What?
That one that you sold to Guns N' Roses.
No.
Oh, that's a great song.
We're gonna do a little ditty. Let's just do Blood of Christ Blues.
All right.
We haven't represented album number 3 yet. This one's off. Brock's Even in the Dirty Hands.
Well, my liver might hate me, but mama loved me true. Yeah, my liver might hate me, but mama loved me true. A little ink scratch in the bank, I think you'd love me too. You grow old in a bar, heard some wise guy say. You grow old in a bar, heard some wise guy say. You see my whole life. Bother me unless they're from red wine. My friend.
friends say I'm killing me, I say I'm just killing some time. Sometimes you're digging for treasure, sometimes you're digging a grave. Sometimes you're digging for treasure, sometimes you're digging a grave. When the shovel's laid down, you know they both look the same. Never talk to strangers, never drink alone. One follows the other, I know, I know. I like my water with some bourbon on ice. Someday take a little bud of crack. Take a little blood of Christ. Sunday, take a little blood of Christ. Sunday, take a little. Sunday, take a little. Sunday, take a little blood of Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. Neville was doing stuff to me the whole time.
It was kind of ugly, but at least it's not TV. You know?
Turned out okay.
Oh, my God. Can't believe you do that to me.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming down. This is a supreme treat. And if anybody else wants to experience this thing that I just experienced, Kendra Music and Books is the place tonight in about an hour. It's 390 Provence, and then tomorrow night, happens all over again at Times Change, High and Lonesome Club, with Brock Seaman and Dan Walsh, along with Joel and Andrew Neville and his Poor Choices and Adrian Sala tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a good show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks again, guys. This was a huge treat.
Thank you, Stu.
Thanks so much for having us.
You know that.
It's my pleasure. I thought we'd go out with one of your crazy Ontario buddies, Washboard Hank.
Oh, yeah.
And his country squires.
Hooray for nice. Washboard Hank.
He's going to be telling us all about something. Well, I guess you're out of the area now, but I'm sure on your way out here, you visited a few donut shops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the donut shops in Ontario.
That's it.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, kids.
Thanks,
we'll see you again.
Don't have to call a cop when you're looking for a donut shop. Down each and every road you go, you'll find them in Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. Well, from Kenora to Cornwall, you could never count them all. From Mississauga to Moosonee, it's our only growing industry. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. Well, the wonder of Niagara Falls, with donut shops for one and all. It's where the honeymooners flock, so they can see the donut shops. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. You crave the deep fried dough, there's plenty down in Toronto. The CN Tower stands so proud above the donut eating crowd. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. The Thousand Islands are lots of fun, a donut shop on everyone. And in the nation's capital, you'll find a mighty donut hole. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. No, you don't have to call a cop when you're looking for a donut shop. Down each and every road you go, you'll find them in Ontario.
Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
Watching the years go by, till one day I come home, there was a big black car parked out of my back door. And a government man with a fat cigar said we couldn't live there anymore. Said they'd pay us for the land, but never for the work we did. And they was gonna turn it into a holiday park and a drag strip for the kids. I told him I would beat him on the Indiana road with a gun in my hand, but he never showed. I said he couldn't bring himself to sink himself down low. I told him I would beat him on the Indiana road with a gun in my hand, but he never showed. He went back to Ottawa to ride up wherever it is to go. Well, we wired ahead, and the girl's family said to come back to Calgary. And we decided that she would go on back there without me. And I'll never forget the tears in her eyes. She held my face in her hand. I turned around and I headed for town, and I never looked back again. I told him I would meet him on the Indiana road with a gun in my hand, but he never showed. I said he couldn't bring himself to sink himself that low. In my hand, but he never showed. I went back to Ottawa to ride up wherever it is they go. I went back to Ottawa to ride up wherever it is they go. Dead in a row, and the girl she stopped sending letters must be 7 years or more. And me, I spend a lot of time down on Indiana, you know. And I draw a beat, but there ain't no need. I don't shoot anymore. And I told him I would meet him on the Indiana road, but I got in my hand, but he never showed. I said he couldn't bring himself to sink himself that low. I told him I would meet him on the Indiana road with a gun in my hand, but he never showed. He went back to Ottawa to ride him or wherever it is to go. He went back to Ottawa to ride him or wherever it is to go. He went back to Ottawa to ride him or wherever it is to go.
I'll be the other Dame. I'll be the other Dame. I am tired, but I'm restless. Don't your lips confess what's on your mind?
FM.
When I was younger, just a tyke, I lived up in the Interlake, just one road over from the number 9. And I learned about hunting, learned about fishing, yearned for something different than this. Knew one day I'd move it on down the line. Well, every weekend come summertime, it was the same old story, the same old line, same old babysitter bossing me around. Well, what was so enchanting? Yeah, just what was so inviting? I called my parents out every Friday. It was that social jumping just outside of town. They pack on into Hoosavik Hall. My daddy'd say, Mama, let's have a ball. It's social season, Manitoba style. Get on out of your overalls. There's Cuba Saw and cheap highballs. Good night, son. We'll be back in a while. Well, sometime later, I found out just what these socials were all about. I guess before that, I just never thought to ask. But it seems that someone throws the bash when they're in need of a little cash for, say, a wedding or a new set of goalie pads. They pack on into Minerva Hall, tickets cheap and the bar pours tall. The bride's whole family is getting sauced. The bridegroom's side is stone cold sober and the date is set for late October. So we'll see which side calls it off. You can't help but feel strong and free when you're a one-day licensee selling your friends all the liquor that you please. Well, they'll all have fun, man, they're in stitches, just chugging and struggling to make sandwiches with rye bread and pickles and big old huge cubes of cheese. Pack on in the Hoosavik Hall. There's marble cheddar and cheap highballs. If you're feeling good, it can't be wrong. Give the DJ your request. I hear that he's the RM's best. His name is Bart. He's probably got your song. Hey man, give me some tickets for that silent auction. Well, I might be wiser, I'm definitely older, and these fall months, they get colder and colder, and I'm about as broke as poor men come. But as this social season ends, I think upon my wealth of friends and wonder, why didn't I throw me one?
CKAW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKAW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKAW Friends card.
Now it's time for CKAW's Entertainment Guide. Only a half hour late. What's a half hour when you're having this much fun, huh? Yeah. This Entertainment Guide, it's brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. Yes, it is. Well, you got about half an hour, a little more than half an hour, actually, to get down to Candor Music and Bookstore. It's at 390 Provence, and appearing there live tonight are the guys that you just heard live here tonight. Yeah. There's Brock Zeman, there's Dan Walsh, there's Andrew Neville, and Joel. Joel, what's his name? Williams? Something like that. Sorry, Joel. I'm the worst with names. It's Joel, though, I'm pretty darn sure. And they're all playing Candor Music and Books tonight. And if you can't get out in the next half hour to go see them, which you really should, well, you can go down to Times Changed High and Lonesome Club and see them tomorrow night, along with their pals Adrian Sala and Andrew's Poor Choices. Yep. All kinds of fun. Speaking of tonight, if this isn't your cup of tea, you can go to the McPhillip Street Station and see the Zombies. It's true, the real Zombies. It's Colin Blunstone and that other fella, Rod Argent. Maybe they'll do Hold Your Head Up as an encore. I bet they will. Oh, what else going on? Oh, this Saturday, March 10th, this is exciting, the Peg City Soul Review, featuring Novelero, Joanne Rodriguez, Damon Mitchell, and the gals from Rudimental. It's happening at the West End Cultural Center. $12 will get you in. The Peg City Soul Review. We may dig into some soul before this year's show's over. I'm thinking. Monday, March 19th, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark. They're calling themselves the Four Horsemen. They're playing the Centennial Concert Hall. I think there's like 3 tickets left. So if you don't have your tickets left, you're not completely out of luck. You're going to be way the heck up there, but better than missing the show, let me tell you. Monday, March 19th, all them guys. We actually have shows to talk about after that. Oh, finally. It's crazy. We've been talking about that show for, what, 5 months now? It's finally going to happen. Wow. Tuesday, March 27th, Lee Rocker. Remember Lee Rocker? He was the bass player in the Stray Cats. Well, he's got a new combo. Still doing the rockabilly thing, a little more of a maybe a rock and blues edge to it. They're playing Cowboys on March 27th, a Tuesday night. Special guests. Who else? The Farrell Brothers. Yes. Let's see. Friday, March 30th. It's the 5th Annual Songwriters Festival in support of A Season for Nonviolence. Featuring Easily Amused, Nathan Rogers, Sheena Grob, and Jody King. That's happening at the West End Cultural Center. Tickets are $15. Wednesday, April 4th, Andy Mays and Josh Finlayson from the Skydiggers. They'll be at the West End Cultural Center, as will the Hatcher Briggs Band on Saturday, April 14th. That's a bit of a secret private show, so if you want to go see the Hatcher Briggs Band, give me a call and maybe I can hook you up with some tickets. Maybe. I'm just saying maybe. Keeping the riffraff out, you know. Thursday, April 26th, Kathleen Edwards with very special guest closer, John Mayer, at the MTS Center. Yeah. Sunday, April 29th, Dan Byrne at the West End Cultural Center. I still can't get over Kathleen's opening for John Mayer. I'm sorry. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. The Searchers. Oh, The Searchers. You got the Zombies tonight? On Wednesday, May 2nd, you got the Searchers at McPhillips Street Station. It's the British Invasion. 40 years later. Crazy. Friday, May 4th, Ray Price at the Jim KL Theater. And Saturday, May 5th, Jeff Berner with Chris DeMeaner at the West End Cultural Center. And one more. One more. This one's just announced. This is exciting. Sunday, May 6th at the West End, the return of Danny Michel. Woo, and he's got a DVD coming out. That's exciting. You'll be able to watch Danny in the comfort of your own home after you go see him at the West End. Yeah, Danny Michel, Sunday, May 6th. It's a ways off, but put it on your calendar. Get excited. I know I am. Well, look at that. We ran out of noise and everything. Oh, well, well, well. What's next? What's next? Something's next. Oh yeah, we're gonna play this.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local, Fort Garry.
Rolling.
Speed.
Action. Think you've got what it takes to make it on the big screen? You thinking about jetting off to LA or Vancouver to study the craft? Well, before you rent that dorm room, check this out. It's the full-time acting for film and television program from the Academy of Broadcasting. And it's happening right here in Winnipeg. Learn from the pros what it takes to make it in the industry. The next class starts April 30th. Seating is limited, so call now for an audition. The Academy of Broadcasting, 897-2346. That's 89 Radio.
Oh, what a rude ending to that spot. I was going to cue something up and play it and be real slick, but now I have to talk. That's okay. I don't mind talking. I don't mind telling you where this next song's coming from. This song we're going to hear is... We're gonna do our big soul set. We're going to play some of that rhythm and blues music on the radio. On the radio. All right. All right. That's a Van Morrison quote, if you were wondering. It is. Van, did you go to Van? It was good, huh? It was pretty great, I thought. Maybe a little too bluesy for my own personal tastes, but if you're into the blues, then you're probably saying, what the hell are you talking about, Stu? It was fine. It was a fine show. He was. Van made a joke. He made a joke. He did. And it was funny. It was a good show. No problems with that one. Except the fact that a cat peed on my coat before I left, and I didn't realize it until I got there. Oh, man. Good thing t-shirts were only $35. That's all I got to say. And I had empty seats to my right. So, yeah, I was in luck to some degree. Yeah. We heard Van do all kinds of great rhythm and blues music. And now I thought we'd play some on the radio. On the radio. All right. Here's one. Van did this one. This is crazy. He did this song at the big MTS Center. Of course, Van Morrison, whenever he plays live, let's see. Oh, now I got to count. Look, they don't put numbers on the CD. Oh, I got to count. Hold on. Count with me now. Everybody, kids, gather around. It's counting time here on the Twang Trust. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. We're playing song number 10 here. Van Morrison played song number 10 while he was at the MTS Center. It's true. At all Van Morrison concerts, he likes to play a Clash cover. And this is the one he did the other night.
There's an ember of pride. This is John Hyatt, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Say
folks. It's Loudon Wainwright, and you're downtown and underground with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
One, two, three, four, one.
Deja vu there. Ah, that was the Twang Trust Wayback Machine we were in there, going all the way back to the year 2000. Yes, 2000, when we had them kids in Off the Wagon here on our Fun Drive show. Remember that? Remember that? Well, if you don't, you can relive it if you happen to pledge at the $90 level at this year's Fun Drive show. Because if you did pledge at the $90 level on this year's Fun Drive show, you got the amazing little collection we like to call Twang Trust Broadcasts, 1999 to 2007, which features that there recording of Off the Wagon doing that old Elvis number, One Night. Or though, I guess it's a Fats Domino number, originally. You know, Dave Bartholomew and all. Yep, yep. We got Jackson doing a Gillian Welch song before that from the same episode. Very amazing collection here. Boy, I sure hope you were generous enough to pledge at the $90 level and you came down to pay up and you got this amazing CD. If you didn't, you know what? There's still time. There is. They're open there at the info booth for a while still. You can come down and say, hey, you know, I missed out, but hey, here's my $90. Give me all that cool stew stuff and they'll give it to you. They will. Tell them I said that they have to and they will. That was our little rhythm and blues music on the radio set. All right. Before Off the Wagon, we heard... What did we hear? We heard T-Bone Burnett. No, we didn't. We heard John Hiatt and Loudon Wainwright III doing the old Temptations number, My Girl. Yeah, we heard that. We heard, what else did we hear? We heard John Hiatt again, didn't we? Yes, we heard John Hiatt and Elvis Costello, actually. Another John Hiatt duet. We heard him and Elvis doing an old Spinners number. Living a Little, Laughing a Little, from his album Warming Up to the Ice Age. Unfortunate drums on that song, but otherwise, a fine, tasty little number. You know, 80s blue-eyed soul, you know, they had, it was a law, I believe, at the time. They had to use those stupid drums that went, boom, 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 you know, I don't know why, but, they've since repealed that law, thankfully. What other rhythm and blues music on the radio did we hear in that set? We heard, we heard The Clash doing Brand New Cadillac. Vince Taylor and the Playboys, 1958. Yeah, you thought I didn't know, huh? Well, I do. That's all the rhythm and blues music we heard on the radio. Yep. But if you want to hear more rhythm and blues music live and in person, go to the West End Cultural Center on Saturday. It's the Peg City Soul Review featuring Joanne Rodriguez, who we just heard there with Off the Wagon. She's going to be there along with who? Who? Let's see. I got it listed here. Novelero. Novelero's going to do it. Dave's going to do all his favorite Supremes numbers, I'm betting. That's going to be fun. Damon Mitchell from New Meanies, currently of Nathan, he's going to be there, along with the gals from Rudimental. Did you ever see that band? What were they called? I forget what they were called. But it had one of the Rudimental gals and Joanne. What were they called? The Hot Rollers or something like that? I remember them opening up for Fred Eaglesmith once. They were fabulous. They were basically a 60s hits cover band, but wow, what fun. They did that song. Joanne did just an unbelievable version of, what's that song? The Real Nitty Gritty. I think she might have learned it from a Southern Culture on the Skids album, but wow, maybe she'll do that one this Saturday. Speaking of Southern Culture on the Skids, they have a new record out. It's called, what's it called? Something about Countrypolitan. Countrypolitan Hits, I think it's called. And they do a bunch of Countrypolitan hits. You know, they'll do, it's all cover tunes. They do a Roger Miller song, and I think they do like a, you know, they do Lynn Anderson's Never Promised You a Rose Garden, and, you know, they do crazy old country songs like that, and I think there's an Eddie Arnold song and a T-Rex song.
Like a flag, I could have chained up to the stars, but it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter at all. Life's a gas,
this is Peter Holzapfel from the DBs, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yo.
Time to get out of here, kids. Yep, yep. Al's going to be stepping in here any second now. I can feel it. I can feel his vibrations emanating from somewhere in this building. He'll be here any second. I'm betting. He's going to get you wrongly wired. Me? I'm going to go home. You should be at Candor Music and Books. It's okay if you're a little bit late. You know who's playing there? All those guys that were playing here tonight. Oh, boy, that was fun, huh? And if you don't catch them tonight, you can catch them at Time Change tomorrow. That's Dan Walsh, Brock Zeman, Andrew Neville, Adrian Sala will be there tomorrow. Wow. And that was Southern Culture on the Skids, by the way, doing Happy Jack. And I got to shut up because Johnny Cash is coming in. See ya.
Then move the trees. The copses nod. Wings flutter. Voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale, all armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, fall.